looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 17 past five. Now, I had my say about crowd behaviour at the tennis a few moments ago. Let's hope we don't see a repeat of it for the rest of the tournament. But I do have concerns about tomorrow because the Buffheads, I think, will be back again in the crowd for the double semi-final featuring Australians Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis. Now, that's due to be played tomorrow afternoon. And basically, if you go and buy a ground pass tomorrow, it's basically open slather. You can get in and watch these two on Rod Laver Arena. Again, I love watching these two play, and I'm very pro-Australian. Don't worry about that. I'd love to see them move to the final because they are excitement machines, and they play with plenty of passion. But do they overstep the mark? Well, I want to head to Melbourne now to journalist and broadcaster Justin Smith. Justin, happy Australia Day. Welcome back to Drive, mate.
Jimmy, thank you very much. Lovely to chat to you, and I'm glad you're back on air, old boy. Lovely to hear your voice.
Well, it's nice to be back in the chair. Okay, what's been the general reaction down there to the crowd misbehaviour? And what's Tennis Australia doing about it, Justin?
Look, well, it feels like not much at all as far as Tennis Australia is concerned. This is where I think the problem lies, mate. I listened to what you said about it. I couldn't agree with you more. But I really feel that Tennis Australia has brought this on themselves. With this, with the Novak Djokovic carry-on, that went on for so long and was so damaging to the Australian Open that it took away the respect for Tennis Australia. And I would say at the moment, they're running on about zero on the smell of an oily rag. They just don't have the respect, so therefore they can't enforce it. Now, if somebody is swearing at a press conference, dropping the F-bomb at a press conference, they should be hauled out and told, mate, you do that again, and you won't be playing in this tournament anymore. Don't care who you are. Don't care what crowd you bring in. We're not going to put up with that. But they don't have the power to do that at the moment. They've got nothing. Mm. So I don't have sympathy for tennis. Yeah, no, I think that brought it on.
I think it's a shame because we want vocal crowds, but within reason. Some of the behaviour has made headlines around the world, and it's not fair on the vast majority of fans who do the right thing and show some common respect.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, hey, I would say this, though, in our defence too, people in Melbourne are a little on the tense side. Like people in Sydney, you know, we've been through a lot with the lockdowns. And then, as I said, with the Djokovic stuff, you know, that was a real insult to us. And I think that, look, it's been tough. And it's hot. And there's a lot of drinking. So I would say it's a damn shame because the Australian Open has always been, you know this better than anyone, mate, the Australian Open has always been a lovely event. Strong, passionate, lots of cheering and carry on and the right kind of carry on. It's always been strong. But it's not our year, mate.
Yeah,
I would say.
Now, mate, you wear a lot of hats. You're a broadcaster, you're a journo, and you're an author. Because being Australia Day, and I'm sure there's been a bit of backyard and beach cricket going on today around households and families around Sydney and around our state. I love this book you've just written, and it's going gangbusters on Apple's Books bestseller list. It's about an unlikely hero in a country town named Roy Cooper. Tell us a bit more about your new book, Cooper Not Out. Sounds terrific.
Thank you very much. Look, I just want it to be a nice, enjoyable read that transports people back to 1984. As you would remember, we're getting flogged by the Windies. Kim Hughes was quitting in tears. And this is about a country copper, overweight, doesn't make a lot of runs, but he's a bit of a statistical anomaly because he's never been out. So he gets discovered. And this is where it gets a little personal for you too, Jim, because one of the characters there, your lovely sister, your beautiful sister, was part of the inspiration for this character of Donna Garrett, who was a female cricket writer who writes as a man. Mm. Because it was the only way to get taken seriously. So there was a lot of female journos that I was thinking about as I was writing it. Mm. And this journalist discovers Roy Cooper and writes about him, and he gets picked to play for Australia. And I'm not going to tell you the rest.
It's going good, gangbusters. As I said, it's part of the Apple Books bestseller list. I mean, so it's going really well. And even if you're not a cricket nut, you can still enjoy the book. It's a good read.
Oh, look, I really hope so, because there's a few different themes in there. And we've had some lovely reviews, which has been really flattering. And a lot of it has come from people who said, oh, God, I hate cricket. But they got something, they got a lot out of the book. So that's a really lovely thing.
Well, good on you. And good luck with the book, mate. And again, thanks for joining us on Australia Day. What have you done today? Have you sparked the barbecue? What's been done, you and the family?
No, mate, if I told you how boring my day was today, you'd hit the dump button.
Oh, right.
How dull it was.
No, I'm not going to press the dump button with you, mate. Good on you. Happy Australia Day, Justin.
You too, Jimmy. Thank you,
good
mate.
Good on you, mate. That's author and journalist Justin Smith. The book is called Cooper Not Out, and it's published by Penguin Random House Australia. It's 5:22. Let's check the traffic with Steve.